Thank you very much. I did not prepare any statement, and I'm always amazed when my colleagues are prepared. I congratulate you, colleague, for excellent statement, because I am covering too many issues to be able to focus on one. I am a former journalist. I used to be a journalist 20 years, and I am still acting and thinking and reacting as a person who has a special commitment to media and to the public. So once journalist, always journalist. There is no doubt about it. I would like, first of all, to say that you really prepared as I could see in these couple of minutes, well structured report. I am very pleased with the fact that you are not speaking just about the Southeastern Europe candidates for membership, etc., etc., but you really tackled the situation in the entire Southeastern region, which includes also some member states of the European Union. And surprisingly, for me also, is that if we see the figures, what is the extent of the trust of the people, the public, to media, it's everywhere almost the same. So the variation is 5% up or down, but people don't trust media. So, and this reflects, of course, the core problem of being a journalist today, the fact that the politics wants to impossess themselves from the media. The media are everywhere under very, very strict pressure of the politics, and seen by politicians as just as a tool to launch, to submit their views and politics. I think that in my time as a journalist, the situation was slightly better. And it also I'm, for instance, you don't have the data here about this particular part of the journalism. I used to be correspondent in while I was journalist, I used to be the correspondent in two countries, in Italy and in Germany. And I remember at that time, 20 years ago, the status of correspondents within the editorials of any media was extremely high. And interest of the public was very, very high. And of course, one can say now you have the global media watching. I don't watch anymore CNN, please. So I'm looking for other global media. There are some good and some extremely bad, and just propaganda. This status was based upon the interest of the people. They wanted to have an authentic picture about events, commented picture, colorful picture, creative picture about the event, about the world. Now the reporting about the world is just a mixture of figures, of data, and prejudice and prefabricated formulas. So we are offering you, this is our truth, and you have no. You should not. You are not entitled to have your own view or your own doubt about it. Our title, Charlie, recalling this tragical event in an absolutely outrageous event in Paris. I, as journalist, of course, am totally solidarity with the editorial of Charlie, and it is not to be debated on any way, but There are some concerns, some of them my colleague already expressed. The Charlie Hebdo is a very specific French newspaper and is established as a part of specific French journalistic school. It can be misunderstood in other parts of the world and in other, even in Europe. So in this time when the solidarity and understanding for the people who were victims and for the nation who suffered this event, it was understandable that we just spoke about solidarity. But we should not stop there. I plea for a very, very fundamental debate on what is the position and the task of the media when it is about the values, fundamental values of the others, the differences, the cultural differences, religious differences, etc. It is not just bullshit when we know that the Muslims all around the world were offended by this. Of course, they were offended also because the case got a huge publicity. They probably wouldn't know about it if it wouldn't be the case. Like, we don't know, you don't know, that, you know, a friend of mine submitted to me this morning two of his comments about who was the victim of terrorism in recent years. And the data are absolutely accurate, and the author is Pino Arlacchi, the specialist for the fight against international terrorism and organized crime. And he pointed on the fact that in last year, more than half of all journalists who were killed in the world were Muslims. And 19% of the victims of the terrorism, 90% of the victims of the terrorism in the world were Muslims. So, and the least victims, if you speak about the countries, the least victims in the world were in the United States. So there are figures here, and they speak its language. It teaches us something. So I recently spoke at a similar meeting as this one, and I said we should recall some of the tragic events in the past. We didn't demonstrate in the European capitals when 8,000 people were murdered in Srebrenica. We didn't react on the 12 killed journalists in the bombing of radio television of Belgrade. We did not react properly on 2,000 killed in attack which Israel committed recently on Gaza. So we should develop, and the media should help to develop universal solidarity based upon the values which are universal, sanctity of life, equality of the values of everybody who is different, who has its view on the world. So, talking about Southeastern Europe, in the previous mandate I used to be shadow rapporteur for Croatia and for Montenegro. Now I am a rapporteur on Macedonia and on shadow rapporteur on Serbia. So in each and every capacity I had to deal with the freedom of press, with the problems definitely caused by the transition, tycoonization of media. Media have, I saw it is pointed on in this report also, that the media immediately became a tool, very interesting toy for the tycoons, and the tendency is more or less equal everywhere, including my country. I am very glad that you pointed on the case of Anuška Delić in Slovenia. I am outraged with this fact that a journalist could be prosecuted in that way, and nobody is going to the street and protest against it. It's about the basic value. It's about the freedom of press. So not only some civil society organizations, but everybody should understand that it's about the freedom. It's about everybody's freedom. And then I will stop here by saying the world has changed. It is different. The very new dangers are here, and the role of the press in evaluating what is going on from Ukraine to Middle East is extremely important. And I think the press is failing and just repeating what has been given to them by different offices and propaganda and organizations and others. So don't try to stop me. I will stop now. Thank you.